You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goals. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goals. Scoring the goals.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the latest edition, and the last edition indeed, of the Championship Football Podcast.
Absolutely.
This season here with William Hill, Dave Kelney. You've just heard the voice of Pete Farries, and we're going to look ahead to the Championship playoff final.
We are.
At Wembley on Saturday, 5 p.m. kickoff, Hull versus Sheffield Wednesday. We'll get stuck into that in a few moments, but first, I just want an overview of the season from you, Pete, and how it's gone on this podcast, because I don't get the pleasure of presenting this podcast very often.
No, it's gone well. We think all of us have ended in profit on our naps.
That's good.
So that's always a big thing. I don't want to brag, but I've been doing this 5 years now. It's 4 out of 5 with profit, so whatever. But no, I am very, very pleased. It's been a great season, obviously, for me personally, watching my side promoted. For all of the issues I think the club and Aitor Karanka still have, it's still been a huge season for Middlesbrough, and one I've enjoyed. Burnley, of course, have looked fantastic, and then along with that, Joey Barton has left, so everything continues to improve. And ultimately, it's a couple of massive games. You know, at the other end, we've had some sort of sad times. I mean, Bolton just in a complete mess. Obviously, now the takeover's complete, they've still got an awful lot to sort out, but maybe a little bit of optimism and hope now for Bolton going forward in League One. Huge club in League One. I mean, I worked the Macron for a little while. That's bigger than any League One stadium pretty much going. So that's phenomenal. The MK Dons just couldn't score enough goals, you know, and Carl Robinson now being looked at by other clubs. He's turned down Leeds this week, but a lot more. And obviously sad at the end as well with Charlton, who from kind of day one, it didn't quite click properly. They then had a bizarrely brilliant start under Guy Lujan, lots of good goals and playing well. And maybe the highlight for them is a couple of very talented emerging youngsters. But again, problems off the field for Charlton. You know, things like Huddersfield did very, very well from the position they were in. Rotherham, of course, bringing in Neil Warnock to save the day like an old Superman. So it's for me, it's been an amazing season. We've seen great goals. Probably my favourite of all was the Marco Matthias for Sheffield Wednesday against Leeds, which was an absolutely stunning strike. We've had, you know, just so much brilliant football, and you know, I'm going to miss it, but, you know, boo-hoo, the Euros are 15 days away.
They are, and we've got only got a couple of months to wait until we start again in the Championship, so it comes around quickly, doesn't it?
It does, but it doesn't feel like it if there's no tournament in the middle. So last summer, for example, it was kind of, oh my God, where's the football? What's this Norwegian third Obosligaen game? You know, that kind of thing. But this season we have a nice little rest, little bit of a footballing siesta, then we're straight into the Euros, little bit of a footballing siesta, back into the season. So for people like me who work in football, and people like our listeners who love to bet in it and watching it, it's going to be a fantastic 2016.
It is that. Yeah. And we're not 4 minutes into the podcast, and if friends and family of Aitor Karanka or Joey Barton are listening, I apologise on
they
behalf
were jokes.
Of Pete Farries.
They were jokes.
They were obviously jokes.
Playing on Joey Barton's reputation. He's headed off to Rangers, hasn't he? And Aitor Karanka is also Middlesbrough manager.
Let's get stuck into this Championship playoff final. Wembley 5 p.m, Hull 5-4, draw 11-5, Sheffield Wednesday 23-10. We all know the importance of this match. Headline offers, enhanced odds offers here with William Hill. Abel Hernandez to score and Hull to win in 90 minutes is 3-1. It was 9-4. And Fernando Forestieri to score and Sheffield Wednesday to win in the 90 minutes was 9-2. It's now 6-1. Hull came through, hung on in that playoff semi-final against Derby County. Won the first leg at the Ipro 3-0, and then held Derby in the end to a 2-0 defeat in the home leg. Whereas Sheffield Wednesday picked up that 2-0 win in the first leg against Brighton, and then drew with Brighton away from home to qualify for the final. It's obviously going to be very tense, this affair, Pete, as they so often are, championship playoff finals. And you look back through the record of recent championship playoff finals as well. 9 of the last 12 have been won by a one-goal margin, which suggests a tight match. 7 of them have ended 1-0 as well. It is going to be... It's just, with the enormity of the clash, it's difficult sometimes for the players to produce their absolute best.
Well, we've seen it. 3 of the last 5 would have landed you unders on the goals. In fact, the last 3 in a row would have landed you unders on the goals. So straight away, if you need any more evidence of how much the enormity of the money and the possibility of being a Premier League team, well, there's your evidence. I mean, 3 in a row on the unders on the goals. The unders is the play here as well.
It is short. It's 8-15. I'm just looking at the goals prices here. 8-15 under 2.5.
I'm afraid that's probably a good play.
Yep.
The two have met twice this season because that's how football works. And a 0-0 and a 1-1. So you do have to bear that in mind. In terms of a 90-minute market, I've got to say, I think this one goes quite a long way.
Okay.
I think this goes to extra time. I think this goes to penalties, and I'll tell you which way, if it does do that, I think it's going to go. But first and foremost, the 90-minute draw at time of recording, as you said, Dave, in the preamble, 11-5. You know, I like the look of Abel Hernandez to score, but I just don't want to play the 90-minute market. You've got those two draws. You've got the tightness, as you've said, quite rightly, of championship playoff finals. And on top of that, you've also got two teams whose styles contrast each other to such an extent that it's kind of that immovable force, unstoppable object. Immovable object, unstoppable force? That thing.
I get you.
Unstoppable force against an immovable object. There you go. So that's the thing for me, because Hull are so solid. They're so tight. They're so organised. They're disciplined. That is Steve Bruce's way, and it's worked very well for him at this kind of level. On the other side of things, Sheffield Wednesday, of course, a bit more bombastic in the way they try and attack games. But ultimately, these two have cancelled each other twice already, a 0-0 and a 1-1. Mm. If it was a 3-1 and a 1-1 or whatever, you'd start to reconsider your life and your approach to the bets here. But I just don't think it will be. I think the draw at 11-5 is absolutely lovely. Now, the draw at under 2.5, because we've mentioned the under 2.5 as well, at what, 8-15, Dave, you were saying earlier on. The draw under 2.5 match goals is 13-5. I could absolutely get involved in that. There is, of course, the correct score betting group, which increasingly I'm playing so much. Now, Hull to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is 19-10. But I like the draw here. So even if it doesn't quite go the way of unders, you've got 1-all, 2-all or 3-all draw at 15-4. You could have a little nibble on the 0-0. And as long as it's a draw and as long as it's not absolutely insane like a 4-all, then you're likely actually to make a nice bit of profit for quite a few scores combined. Now, obviously, individually, if you play them and you get the right one, you'd make more money. But this way, you've got loads of security. And these markets, again, I'm just going to say this now because obviously, it's our last chance on the podcast. This correct score group betting is an absolute godsend for me, and will be for punters as well. Because if you look at that, right, often you go into a game thinking, I think this is going to be tight, you know, a tight win, you know, let's just use Hull in this example, a tight Hull win, I think, but I can't nail down a score. This, you know, if you thought that, you'd get 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, all relatively tight wins. 19-10. So these group score betting that's increasingly coming onto the major markets, and I'm sure will expand very soon to the minor ones as well. I love the correct score group betting, Dave. I really do.
I think they're great markets.
Yeah, I'm banging to it to steal an 18-year-old's phrase here. but anyway, so I think a 90-minute draw, that's the way that I would go here. There are, of course, goal scorer picks. Abel Hernandez has been used here as the enhanced odds. Fernando Forestieri has been used on the Sheffield Wednesday side. And Abel Hernandez, 21 league goals this season, 4 in his last 5 for Hull. That's not exactly going to be an awful pick for you, is it? And as much as, you know, Hoop has been very good, including at one point pushing a player to help Sheffield Wednesday through, you know, whatever helps. And as good as Forestieri has been this season, I couldn't believe the price here on Ross Wallace anytime at 15-2.
Okay.
Scored in both playoff semi-finals against Brighton. Okay, only 6 league goals this season, but 2 of the others came in early April. So he, actually, if you're looking at the last 2 months, he scored 4 goals, 2 of which were vitally important in getting this club promoted. Mm. Albeit the one against... on the way to being promoted, I should say. and of course, albeit one of them was a cross, but it still lands your bet. So 15-2 any time was my favourite Sheffield Wednesday goal scorer price for Ross Wallace. I think it's a big price considering his most recent goal scoring form. So I'd happily play that. I really would. If you're looking elsewhere, because of course, why wouldn't you? The market I would look at, the team I would look at, despite the fact there's no promotion market at present, I'd go with Hull.
Go with Hull.
I would go with Hull. Now, I know Sheffield Wednesday are the outsiders here, but Hull to win in extra time is 9-1. Hull to win on penalties is 9-1.
Okay.
There will be a to be promoted market closer to the match.
There will.
There will be.
It'll be something. Look, judging by these prices right now, it will be something like 8-15 maybe Hull to be promoted, and 11-8 for Sheffield Wednesday. It will be something around about that mark.
And therefore, you might go, well, Sheffield Wednesday might be value there because these are two teams pretty evenly matched. But I think it's Hull because they've got a bit more experience in that side.
Managerial, in terms of managers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Carlos Carvajal's done a brilliant job. Brilliant job at Sheffield Wednesday this season. And if they don't go up this, then I've got to say that they're likely to go up next. But I just think Hull have a bit more substance to them. And the other thing that I think is absolutely vital to mention is Sheffield Wednesday away from Hillsborough this season. So if you're looking at Sheffield Wednesday away from Hillsborough, you're looking at 6 away wins. Brentford, Rotherham, Fulham, Birmingham, Forest and Huddersfield.
Yep.
None of whom are particularly good sides. Huddersfield, yep. Forest, Birmingham. Okay, Birmingham maybe. Fulham, Rotherham, Brentford are okay. But the point I'm trying to make here, Dave, is that outside of Hillsborough, where the fans have been typically fantastic, Wednesday maybe don't quite have the same about them. Yes, they got that brilliant draw that got them through against Brighton. But I just look at this and I think I couldn't, because of how Sheffield Wednesday have travelled this season, be with the Owls. I just think it comes down to that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And one other thing to pick up on is Hull have got recent experience at Wembley as well.
Been here in the FA Cup in 2014. And let's be fair, did well in that.
Well, they did brilliantly. They beat Sheffield United 5-3 in the semi-final, then lost in the final against Arsenal 3-2. And that was the year they went 2-0 up within... 15 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, very quickly, and then capitulated late on against Arsenal. So they've got more experience there. And as you mentioned, Sheffield Wednesday, this is their first appearance at Wembley since May 1993. FA Cup final replay against Arsenal, that was. And recently, away from Hillsborough, they haven't been performing. They've won. They haven't won away from Hillsborough in their last four, drawing two and losing two, scoring once in each of those matches. So, yeah, I think Hull... Hull would be my pick, but just tentatively.
I just don't think they do it in 90, though.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think this could easily go the distance.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at both teams have scored no one under 2.5 goals in that market, 17-20 this morning when I was looking at it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of value. I mean, there's a huge amount of value in this. I just think the substance of Hull might be just a bit too much for Sheffield Wednesday.
Wrap with your best bets, then. What are your best bets on this match?
Best bets, a 90-minute draw. Yep. A draw under 2.5 is 13-5. I would have a little pound or two on both Hull to win in extra time and Hull to win on penalties. Of course, there will be the promoted market there for you before kickoff. In terms of goal scorers, if you do fancy Sheffield Wednesday at a score in 90, then I've got to say Ross Wallace is 15-2, considering his recent form is a very, very big price. But I will take as probably my final nap of the season, I'm going to be an old fence sitter, and I'm going to have Hull against Sheffield Wednesday to be a draw in 90.
Yeah, I like that. 11-5 for the draw. Thank you for your company on this podcast, Pete. Thank you for your contributions throughout the course of the season.
What will you pay me for next, Dave? I've got an idea. Listen,
Go on.
Right. Golf. Right. You do a golf podcast, right? I don't want to get a little bit kind of braggy here or mention it for the 1 billionth time, but you know, I did have an each win of 500.
It's over a billion, I think, now.
Yeah. And the point is, Dave, that your despot, your dictatorship over the golf podcast over the summer probably needs to come to an end. Now, I'm not going to argue about jettisoning either Mike Grenham, because he's the boss, and that would be a crazy thing to do, or Dave Tindall, who's fantastic.
So you're the kind of madman, though, I think, that would start something on this podcast.
No. So what I would say is there is a third person there who theoretically could be jettisoned just over the summer. Don't forget, you are staff,
yeah.
So you still get paid either way.
Oh, that's very fair comment.
I'll jump in. I'll shepherd the brilliant Mike Grenham and brilliant Dave Tindall through the summer events. You know, we've got, of course, Oakmont very, very soon, the US Open, and we've got plenty of fantastic golf available very soon. So we have. I would just say, give it some thought, because as much as the golf podcast is landing bet after bet at the moment, I still think I could add something ahead of you.
When you said Shepherd, then I had that mental imagery of you coming in dressed up as Bo Peep and Mike Grenham and Dave Tindall as your two sheep.
If that's what it takes for me to dress like Bo Peep and come in here, and for the boss to dress like a sheep, and for Dave Tindall, who, fair enough, you know, does have the costume already, I would happily do that, Dave. But seriously, a big thank you to everyone who's listened to the podcast this season. We've come out in profit. Which is always the main thing. If you bet for 5 years and you come out in profit in four of those five, then more often than not you're in a very decent position. So a massive thank you to everyone who's downloaded. We've had more this year, I think, than any other, so it's been absolutely fantastic. I've loved it. It's been a great season. Jason Lewis, big thanks to him, and Jack Critchley as well, and Alex Dunn. I'd like to thank my mum, my dad, and I don't know anyone else to thank. Dave, not you obviously.
I think there's a lot of people out there cursing your mum and dad, actually.
It's a bit harsh. Almost not been very well. There's no need for that.
You know I was joking, Pete. It's always a pleasure to have you on the podcast. And you will be able to keep up to date with what Pete's doing via Twitter, at Pete_Farries.
What's happening on there at the moment? Should I just see what my last tweet was?
Yeah, let's have a look what your last tweet was.
I think my last tweet was, welcome to Rome. I was in Rome last week, Dave.
Right, okay.
And I took a picture of a seagull on a castle. I know how to use Twitter.
I know, I'm just saying you could have done it more quickly.
I just retweeted some interesting Chesterfield information, but it was a complaint to the police.
Right, okay. That sounds like you, Pete.
So if you're looking for a complaint about the police...
That doesn't surprise me at all.
A retweeted article about Donald Trump, or a phenomenally weird penalty that the keeper saved, then backspins over the line,
yeah.
Then obviously my Twitter feed is the one for you.
And it definitely is. It's the one for me, without a doubt. At Pete_Farries, if you want to follow Pete on Twitter, you can follow myself at D Kellner. Make sure you download this podcast via audioboom.com or check us out on iTunes and subscribe. Thank you once again for listening to all the Championship podcasts this season. And Pete will be back to do it all over again next season. Thank you for your company, folks, and we'll speak again soon.
Bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.